This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Canada's first ever clinical trial to evaluate therapeutic benefits of medical cannabis as a treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder is being planned by the University of British Columbia, Okanagan, and Nanaimo-based Tilray. Tilray is a Health Canada licensed producer under the Marijuana for Medical Purposes Regulations, or MMPR. Pending regulatory approvals, the UBC Tilray study is poised to be one of the first in the world to run a large-scale clinical trial examining medical cannabis as a treatment for a mental health disorder. Tilray is one of only 13 Canadian companies with licensed producer status from Health Canada to grow, sell, and distribute medical cannabis. Kevin spoke with Philippe Lucas, who is Vice President of Patient Research at Services at Tilray. Earlier this week, he began by asking him to tell us about the company.
Tilray is Canada's premier medical marijuana production, distribution, and research company. We're based in Nanaimo, BC, and have been producing and distributing cannabis and registering patients since May 1st of 2014.
How long was Tilray in the planning? What was involved in getting this business going?
Tilray's been in the works now. Well, Tilray is owned by a company called Privateer Holdings, which is a venture capital firm based out of Seattle. They've been focusing on the cannabis market for the last 4 years or so. And a couple of years ago, with the changes of that were taking place in the MMPR here, what was used to be called the MMAR, now called the MMPR in Canada, they were approached basically by Health Canada to consider investing in a Canadian operation. They met with about 50 different groups who were looking to produce and distribute cannabis here in Canada under Health Canada licensing, and never really found one that fit the bill for them. And so they ended up getting in contact once again with Health Canada, putting in their own license application. This particular property where Tilray is right now, which is a 60,000 square foot, $20 million high-tech production facility, was purchased in August of 2013. The company broke ground here in January of 2014, and we've been here ever since.
What, technically speaking and legally speaking, is medicinal marijuana?
Well, medical cannabis. Cannabis is cannabis. The what makes it medical cannabis is when it's produced and used specifically for medical indications. And so here in Canada, under the medical marijuana production the Marijuana for Medical Purposes regulations, the MMPR regulations, the patients would go see their physician and talk to a physician about why they think cannabis might be useful, or talk to them about different conditions they might have. The physician would fill out a one-page form similar to a prescription as for any other medication, and the patient would be able to leave the doctor's office and send the form in to a company like Tilray or other licensed producers to gain legal access to medical cannabis. What really differentiates the cannabis here from cannabis you might find through the black market are the incredibly stringent production regulations, which ensure quality and potency. So cannabis at Tilray goes through biological testing to be able to quantify the amount of THC and CBD in the plant, and only once it passes all of the strict requirements is it made available for sale to patients. And here at Tilray, patients can order their cannabis either over the phone or online, and then we ship directly to patients for $5 anywhere in Canada within 24 hours. So most patients who are ordering cannabis in Toronto in the morning, and in one morning, we'll get it delivered to their door by noon the next day.
Why is Tilray embarking on this particular research partnership with UBC?
Well, Tilray is very interested in shining a light in the dark corners of of what we understand cannabis to be, to have therapeutic applications for. We are devoted and committed to developing the science around medical marijuana. This particular study we felt was incredibly important for patients suffering from PTSD. We have ourselves, Tilray has a high percentage of our patients who've been affected by PTSD. It's one of those conditions that simply doesn't respond well to traditional treatments, which include very addictive and at times dangerous anxiolytics, antidepressant drugs, and in some cases opiates as well. There's a lot of preliminary research that suggests that cannabis, that folks suffering from PTSD respond well to cannabis treatment. And so we wanted to explore that further to not only test the efficacy of cannabis in treating PTSD, but also look at different strain preparations or different combinations of THC and CBD to see which would be most effective in the treatment of PTSD. So this is a really historic research project. It's the first time in Canada that there's been a clinical trial for cannabis on a mental health condition, certainly the first time in Canada there's been a clinical trial on cannabis and PTSD.
Philippe Lucas, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Absolutely, my pleasure. If people are looking for more information on Tilray, they can go to our website at tilray.ca. I just wanted to mention that we're still in the early stages of this research. We're not currently recruiting, but if anyone has any questions about this research, they can contact us at tilray@tilray.ca. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
That was Philippe Lucas, who is Vice President of Patient Research and Services at Tilray. I spoke with him earlier this week. Post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, is a mental illness that is caused by exposure to trauma involving death or the threat of death, serious injury, or sexual violence. PTSD causes intrusive symptoms, such as re-experiencing the traumatic event, and many people with post-traumatic stress disorder have vivid nightmares, flashbacks, thoughts of the event that seem to come from nowhere. A Nanaimo-based medical cannabis producer called Tilray is partnering with the University of British Columbia in groundbreaking clinical research. Their study will gather evidence about the safety and efficacy of different medical cannabis strain combinations to manage chronic treatment-resistant PTSD symptoms. The focus is on PTSD resulting from trauma experienced by veterans, first responders, and sexual assault survivors. We just heard comments earlier from Philippe Lucas, as I mentioned, who is Vice President of Patient Research and Services at Tilray. I also spoke with Zachary Walsh. He's a member of the research team from University of British Columbia, and Professor Walsh is co-director of UBC's Center for the Advancement of Psychological Science and Law.
Zachary, what are you investigating in this study?
Well, we're looking at how different strains of cannabis and whether cannabis in general has an effect on for the treatment of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. We're interested in doing this study based on some preliminary work looking at animal models that have shown the central role of the animal endocannabinoid system, which is the naturally occurring system of cannabis-like chemicals in the brain. Animal studies show that this system is important in the maintenance of fear-related memories and learning. Brain imaging studies in humans have shown that individuals with PTSD may have lower levels of some of these naturally occurring cannabis-like substances in their brain. And there's a lot of anecdotal reports of people who study with PTSD being affected, treating their symptoms with cannabis. So when you take those anecdotal reports and the animal studies and the brain imaging studies together, it seems like it's time for us to do a clinical trial. We feel that there's certainly enough preliminary evidence that we need to find out, hey, how does this work and what's the best way to use it and does it even work at all?
Give us an overview of how the study will unfold. What are the major steps along the way?
Right now, we're just preparing to work with Health Canada to get through all the regulatory approvals. Once that's done, we're going to start screening potential participants to see if they meet the criteria, if they do have PTSD. Once we do that, they'll be randomized to different conditions, they'll get different forms of cannabis with different levels of the active ingredients, THC and CBD, cannabidiol, and there's even a placebo cannabis that some will get as well. And each participant will take part in two different legs of the study where they'll receive either one of the strains of cannabis or perhaps the placebo cannabis.
The study distinguishes itself in the sense that there's very little in terms of research available in this area. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, this is going to be the first clinical trial of its type. One of the things that I think is interesting about research in this area is that we're really following the patients. Patients are using medical cannabis for a variety of conditions, and what we hear from the medical community is that we need some evidence to determine what's the most effective use. So we know that people who suffer with PTSD, some of them are using cannabis to treat their symptoms, and now we want to find out whether that does in fact work and how it works.
You told the Vancouver Sun that you're also going to look at, potentially look at strains and delivery methods and how they might cause unwanted side effects. Is that correct?
We're using the delivery method of vaporization to avoid some of the unwanted side effects of, irritation to the throat and lungs. So vaporization heats the cannabis to the point where the active ingredients are available to inhale without actually burning the plant material, which can lead to irritation of the throat and lungs. So that's the delivery method that we're going to be using, and we're not going to be varying that part of it. We are varying the different strains, and again, those strains are going to differ according to their levels of CBD and THC, those two active ingredients. Although there are other active ingredients in cannabis, those are the two that we're going to be looking at.
Zachary, you mentioned that you're awaiting approval from Health Canada in order to proceed with this study. Is there any reason to believe that this study won't be approved?
No, I don't expect so. We do have a medical marijuana program here in Canada, and we have a lot of Canadians that are using cannabis for therapeutic purposes. We also have a medical community that is hungry for more research. So when we put those two things together, we see that this is a study that is valid and viable, and I look forward to working with Health Canada to help us ensure that this is done in the best way possible.
You're an associate professor of psychology at University of British Columbia Kelowna campus. You're also the co-director of the Center for the Advancement of Psychological Science and Law. Tell us a bit about that group, and I believe that the research is happening under the umbrella of that group.
Yes, well, the Center for the Advancement of Psychological Science and Law, the CAPSL, is a group, myself and a few other researchers, and we look at areas at the intersection of psychology and the legal system, and one of those areas of interest is how can we help treat victims of crime. And PTSD is a terrible side effect of being victimized by violent crime, and we expect that a sizable portion of our participants will come from that population of people who've been victimized by violent crime and are suffering with the after effects of that is PTSD. So it fits within the CAPSL mandate in that way.
When do you think we can expect to hear some results from this research?
Well, we're hoping to wrap up the study late in 2016. And at that time, we'll be looking forward to reporting the results and writing it up for publication.
Zachary Walsh, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, thanks so much for your interest. I appreciate it.
Zach Walsh is co-director of the University of British Columbia's Center for the Advancement of Psychological Science and Law. You can find more information about the UBC study at capsl.ca. Philippe Lucas is a vice president of patient research at Services at Tilray. You can find Tilray online at tilray.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.